From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. European Union interior ministers meet for emergency migration talks today, a day after Germany reinstated passport controls along its border with EU partner Austria to limit the flow of migrants and refugees. Speaking with VOA, Monash University EU politics expert Ben Welling explains what it means to have an EU nation close its borders.
Germany's borders are regulated by something called the Schengen Treaty, and this is a treaty from 1995 that essentially provides, you know, the borderless Europe that we know. So for the Germans to close their borders actually really imperils this fundamental treaty of European integration. And that's why this is, in one level, a surprise. And on the other hand, you know, dealing with hundreds of thousands of migrants, we might expect governments to try and seek to control this flow of people in some way.
The EU ministers today will try to come up with a plan for all EU countries to share responsibility for the thousands of migrants arriving daily, also to ease the burden on frontline countries. Palestinian and Israeli police clashed at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in Jerusalem Sunday. It was the eve of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. Violence at the site has been escalating because Muslims are upset by non-Muslim visitors and a push to allow Jewish prayer in the compound outside Al-Aqsa. Suicide bombers killed at least 7 people. It happened Sunday in attacks in the northern Cameroonian town of Kolofata, a former border area that has suffered numerous attacks from Nigerian-based Boko Haram insurgents. Cameroon is a major contributor to the joint task force fighting the Sunni insurgency. This is VOA News. Both sides in the South Sudan conflict plan to attend a special meeting on the conflict and implementing their peace agreement in New York on September 29th on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly. Meeting is at the invitation of Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. South Sudanese Foreign Minister Barnaba Mario Benjamin told VOA Vice President James Wana-Iga will lead the government's delegation. Benjamin says the meeting should involve only positive discussions. And Ambassador Ezekiel Lol Katkuth, the Foreign Affairs Secretary for the Rebels, expressed his hopes for the New York discussions.
The world supporting peace in South Sudan, mobilizing the world also to mobilize resources to reconstruct South Sudan, mobilizing the whole world also to help in resettlement of the IDPs and refugees in the neighboring countries and also internally inside the country.
He says rebel leader and former Vice President Riek Machar will lead the rebel delegation to the talks. Two sides are engaged in security talks in Ethiopia this week. Taliban insurgents have stormed a prison in eastern Afghanistan, releasing hundreds of prisoners. The well-organized attack began with a suicide car bombing that allowed other rebels to get into the prison. Afghan officials say there are a total of 436 prisoners in the complex, of which 355 escaped during the siege. The government said 148 of the escapees were threats to national security. Powerful bomb went off in central Pakistan. It happened Sunday evening, killing at least 10, injuring around 60 others. Violence happened near a bus terminal in the city of Multan. That's about 600 kilometers southwest of Islamabad. Senior police officials told reporters they suspect a suicide bomber riding a motorcycle carried out the attack. Other officials blamed it on a remote control device. No one has claimed responsibility. Egyptian security forces have killed 12 people, including Mexican tourists, after mistakenly opening fire on the visitors while the forces were pursuing terrorists in Egypt's western desert. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto has demanded an investigation into the deadly incident. Here in the U.S., billionaire Donald Trump continues to gain support in his quest to be the Republican candidate for next year's presidential election. In a poll conducted by The Washington Post and ABC News released today, 33% of Republican voters said they would choose Trump. That is up from 24% in July. Former neurosurgeon Ben Carson has surged to second place. And for the Democrats, Hillary Clinton has seen her support fall, but still leads Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders by a margin of 56-28%.
That's the latest world news from VOA.